This is episode number 2056 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Well, Ben is gushing publicly about J-Lo. Gushing.
Wow.
He drank the J-Lo Kool-Aid. In an interview, Ben says...
You know how disgusting that sounds? I'm just going to put that out there. Pretty sure it was watermelon flavored. Anyway.
I wouldn't have thought a thing had you not opened your mouth. In an interview, Ben says he's in awe of Jennifer's effect on the world.
Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Oh, sorry.
Send your cards and letters, too. All I'm going to do is apologize for him.
Nah, you can't.
That's true.
I can't.
There's nothing to say that will fix that. At most, as an artist, I can make movies that move people. Jennifer has inspired a massive group of people to feel that they have a seat at the table in this country.
A seat at the table. Oh, my, Ben.
According to Ben Affleck.
Ben's seat is at Jack in the Box
Ben
on
Affleck.
La Cienega. where he can get a bag of tacos. Jack in the Box. Oh, by the way, if the Rams score 2 touchdowns on Sunday, you get a free jumbo jack with a large drink purchase.
But I understand you didn't go get your
I didn't go yesterday. I don't know what was wrong with me. I thought about it last night. I'm watching football and going, son of a gun. I didn't go to Jack in the Box yesterday. I gotta wait till next
A jumbo jack safe from your evil clutches. So anyway, Ben continued to gush about her being a champion for women of color in the entertainment industry. And what a great example she is as a strong, succeeding, and demanding woman.
A demanding woman. Oh, my God.
A demanding woman.
I bet he likes that demanding
woman. Oh, you betcha.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo.
Oh, I wonder what their red ring looks like. Anyway, after that, it's like blah, blah, blah. So J-Lo and her philanthropic project, Limitless Labs. That was a hard sentence
is that
to say.
Like laboratories or labradors, I wonder. You gonna have a limitless dogs or limitless...
I think the dog sounds better.
Yeah.
Basketfuls of puppies.
Maybe that's what it is.
Limitless They're partnering puppies. With Goldman Sachs and its 10,000 small business program in support of Latinx entrepreneurs.
Okay, all right, good.
So Ben's just...
I think good.
I guess he's just pleased as punch.
He's gushing. He's gushing because you know what? Love is better the second time around.
Evidently.
Maybe. I don't know.
And the thing is, he's never had to worry about saying someone else's name.
Well, that's true too.
I mean, he's consistent.
Yeah, that's true too.
Jennifer.
Has there been 3? Seriously?
Well, Jennifer... Twice.
Jennifer. I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely right. Jennifer once, Jennifer twice, Jennifer again.
Maybe it didn't work out with the oopsie-nanny because he kept calling her Jennifer.
Maybe that was
She had a different name. He couldn't handle it.
Really?
He was drunk.
Really got it. Hey, now come on now. He's better
At
now.
The time.
At that time.
Of oopsie-nanny.
He's better now. He's better
But
now.
I bet her name wasn't Jennifer.
No. And the other one's name was Lindsay. Which doesn't rhyme with
Schnookus.
Jennifer either.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't.
Doomed to fail. Doomed to fail. Well, so apparently Christina Hack is hoping that the third time's a charm.
Uh-oh. We were
as
right,
we
weren't
needlessly
we
have speculated
right.
since she smoked toad venom. Christina Hack, formerly known as Christina El Moussa, and Christina Anstead, officially announced that she's engaged again.
God, woman, stop it. Stop the madness. I can't believe it. Has she not figured out that she's like some sort of black widow? I think she's got maybe a little screw loose now.
All right, so
I'm thinking.
Do we want to play the little game of right how long you think it's going to last and put it in an envelope?
Yeah, we should probably
stick it on the refrigerator.
Yeah, let me think. Let me give that some thought.
So the twice to four, and hey, if it's good, I hope she's
happy.
Well,
yeah, I hope she's happy. But
maybe
you know
this
what?
One will
she
stick.
She has children.
Yes.
With these other men. And it's like, stop it, woman. You know, it's like, give it some
will
time.
Will he want to have a baby too? I don't know.
But all right, still.
So the twice divorced flipper flop star confirmed on Insta Monday that her boyfriend Joshua Hall popped a question, and I did see a pretty crappy Photoshop picture of her.
Oh,
they
with
really
him?
Screwed up her butt.
Okay. Oh, they screwed up her butt.
They did. Anyway, so she shared several photos of her sparkling engagement ring as a happy couple enjoyed a romantic meal on a beach in Cabo, Mexico. Because she's rich and they can do that. Now, how long has it been since the ink was dry on her divorce
papers?
Well,
I don't know. I bet you do.
3 months.
3 months. Oh, my God.
Since it was finalized.
Now, wait a second now.
Uh-huh.
She's
yes.
been split up for longer than that, obviously. So she's somewhat. Had time. She's had time.
Sure.
To start a new relationship.
Has it even been a year?
Maybe not.
Don't think so.
No, maybe not. And see, here's the thing that I worry about her. Uh-huh. She's really got money now.
Oh, you betcha.
She's beautiful. Uh-huh. And so now here's the thing. Maybe she needs a conservator.
I know one
that's looking for a job. His last name is Spears. Pretty sure he could use a new client. 20 grand a month is no big deal to Christina Hack. Oh my God. No, seriously. Somebody needs to save
when
Christina.
When you started talking, let's I thought start. To myself, conservator, then you said it.
Watch it if she shaves her head bald next week in a beauty salon somewhere in Newport Beach. Then we got a problem on our hands.
Well, hopefully for her, this is the guy and blah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I am. I'm a little concerned for her because this is just, anyway. You know, it's her life.
Because I said when she was with Ant.
Yes. Because he seemed Ant's like dead. A nice guy.
He did. He seemed fun. And,
well, and he's in the same business. Yeah. You know, they're both reality show stars.
I thought
stars.
To myself, you know what? She looks happy.
She did look happy.
And boy, was I wrong.
Well, and maybe this was all him too. We don't know.
Well, will we ever know?
No, we're never going to know. Gosh. Of course, we're not going to know. Unless you get to be pals with her. I don't think you're going to run in that same.
Something
squad.
Tells me that.
That's not going to happen. No. Anyway.
Probably. And I rent. So.
Oh, see, you can't even flip.
I can't even have her.
You can't even flip or flop.
I can never have. Can you have her come do Christina on the coast?
You know who I'd like to have come do on the coast? And that is Halle Berry. Halle Berry
to
on the
flip
coast.
Flip you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or flop.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.